We start by showing in pink the alpha 2 subunit and in green the beta 1 subunits. Both are shown in the deoxy form, shown by the absence of oxygen atoms at the heme groups on the opposite sides to the histidines indicated. Next, we show a transition of the alpha 2 subunit between deoxy and oxy forms, where the darker colour is the oxy form. In the oxy conformation, the alpha 2 subunit would make steric clashes with the beta 1 subunits still in the deoxy conformation. But if the beta 1 subunit flips to the oxy conformation, shown in white, the steric clash is relieved. And of course, in the oxy form, the white beta 1 subunit can bind oxygen.